Greetings in Christ. I'm the Reverend Dr. Kirk Clayton. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark chapter 10, verses 32 through 52. And they were on the road, going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them. And they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. And taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was to happen to him, saying, "See, we're going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise." And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came up to him and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your glory." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you're asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" And they said, "We are able." And Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." And when the 10 heard it, they began to be indignant at James and John. And Jesus called them to him and said to him, "You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them, but it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Then they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when they heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling to you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of Jesus, amen. As I was contemplating our scripture reading for today from Mark 10, three words came to mind: prophet, priest, and king. All three of these roles are represented in our text for today from Mark 10. When we hear about a prophet, we usually think about someone who foretells events that will happen in the future. Jesus does that in the first verses of our passage today. Jesus gives the prophecy that he would go to Jerusalem, and while he was there, he would suffer and die. However, that is not the end of Jesus' prophecy. He also promises that even after being mocked and killed, after 3 days, he would rise again. As we know, this is exactly what happened to Jesus, every bit of it. Jesus prophesied, and it came true. Jesus' word is always truth, and this is no exception. So, in this way, our text for today from Mark 10 shows Jesus as our prophet. When we think about Jesus as our priest, we remember that one of the main jobs of a priest in the Old Testament was to offer the sacrifices needed for the forgiveness of sins. That is exactly what Jesus says he will accomplish in Jerusalem. He would be put to death, death on a cross. In this way, as Jesus offered himself willingly as a sacrifice for us and for our sins, he was the priest offering the ultimate sacrifice for forgiveness, and uniquely, he was also at the same time the sacrificial lamb, as well as the priest offering the sacrifice. Finally, we remember that Jesus is our king. This is perhaps the clearest connection in our reading from Mark 10. James and John come to Jesus and ask to sit at his right and left when he comes into his glory. James and John are clearly thinking of sitting beside a mighty king and having seats of honor in his splendid, exalted court. James and John want to attach themselves to the king. Then, in our reading from Mark 10, the scene shifts to a blind beggar named Bartimaeus asking Jesus to heal his blindness. He calls out to Jesus as the son of David. Blind Bartimaeus asks for healing because he recognizes that Jesus is the king to sit on the throne of his father David. In a way, Bartimaeus was right. Jesus is that king to sit on David's throne. However, Jesus will sit on a throne that nobody would expect. Jesus' throne is his cross. A few chapters after our reading for today, in Mark 15, we learn that on Good Friday, Jesus was regaled as a king. He was dressed in a purple robe and given a crown. However, the robe was ripped off in mockery, and the crown was made of thorns. When Jesus was crucified, the charge against him was the king of the Jews. Jesus is our king, just in a way we would never expect. He reigns hanging dead on the cross. This brings us back to the beginning of our reading from Mark 10. Jesus prophesies his death, which means Jesus prophesies his reign as our king. He is our king, but in a way we would never expect. He is a king who takes the place of his people. We deserve crucifixion and death. Our king undergoes that for us. Our sins demand sacrificial payment. And Jesus, as our priest, makes that sacrifice and is that sacrifice. And Jesus is our prophet. He prophesies his death, which comes true, but he also prophesies his resurrection. And we know that prophecy was fulfilled too. Jesus is our prophet, priest, and king, and all that he has done for you. So, in addition to remembering that he's our prophet, priest, and king, we also remember that he is our Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. O God, the helper of all who call on you, have mercy on us and give us eyes of faith to see your Son, that we may follow him on the way that leads to eternal life. Through the same, Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.